This is the reading for July 23rd. Proverbs 12. Anyone who loves learning accepts correction, but a person who hates being corrected is stupid. The Lord is pleased with a good person, but he will punish anyone who plans evil. Doing evil brings no safety at all, but a good person has safety and security. A good wife is like a crown for her husband, but a disgraceful wife is like a disease in his bones. The plans that good people make are fair, but the advice of the wicked will trick you. The wicked talk about killing people, but the words of good people will save them. Wicked people die and they are no more, but a good person's family continues. The wisdom of the wise wins praise, but there is no respect for the stupid. A person who is not important but has a servant is better off than someone who acts important but has no food. Good people take care of their animals, but even the kindness acts of the wicked are cruel. Those who work their land will have plenty of food, but the one who chases empty dreams is not wise. The wicked want what other people have stolen, but good people want to give what they have to others. Evil people are trapped by their evil talk, but good people stay out of trouble. People will be rewarded for what they say, and they will also be rewarded for what they do. Fools think they are doing right, but the wise listen to advice. Fools quickly show that they are upset, but the wise ignore insults. An honest witness tells the truth, but a dishonest witness tells lies. Careless words stab like a sword, but wise words bring healing. Truth will continue forever, but lies are only for a moment. Those who plan evil are full of lies, but those who plan peace are happy. No harm comes to a good person, but an evil person's life is full of trouble. The Lord hates those who tell lies, but is pleased with those who keep their promises. Wise people keep what they know to themselves, but fools can't keep from showing how foolish they are. Hard workers will become lazy, but those who are lazy will be slaves. Worry is a heavy load, but a kind word cheers you up. Good people take advice from their friends, but an evil person is easily led to do wrong. The lazy catch no food to cook, but a hard worker will have great wealth. Ezra chapter 1. In the first year Cyrus was king of Persia, the Lord caused Cyrus to send an announcement to his whole kingdom and to put it in writing. This happened so the Lord's message spoken by Jeremiah would come true. He wrote, "This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given all the kingdoms of the earth to me, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. May God be with all of you who are his people. You are free to go to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, who is in Jerusalem. Those who stay behind, wherever they live, should support those who want to go. Give them silver and gold, supplies and cattle, and special gifts for the temple of God in Jerusalem." Then the family leaders of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and Levites got ready to go to Jerusalem. Everyone God had caused to want to go to Jerusalem to build the temple of the Lord. All their neighbors helped them, giving them things made of silver and gold, along with supplies, cattle, valuable gifts, and special gifts for the temple. Also, King Cyrus brought out the bowls and pans that belonged in the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem, and put in the temple of his own God. Cyrus, king of Persia, had Mithridath, the treasurer, bring them and count them out for Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. He listed 30 gold dishes, 1,000 silver dishes, 29 pans, 30 gold bowls, 410 matching silver bowls, and 1,000 other pieces. There was a total of 5,400 pieces of gold and silver. Sheshbazzar brought all these things along when the captives went from Babylon to Jerusalem. Ezra chapter 2. These are the people of the area who returned from captivity, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had taken away to Babylon. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each going back to his own town. These people returned with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Reliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Bana. These are the people from Israel, the descendants of Parash, 2,172. The descendants of Shephatiah, 372. The descendants of Arah, 775. The descendants of Pahath-Moab through the family of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812. The descendants of Elam, 1,254. The descendants of Zattu, 945. The descendants of Zakai, 760. The descendants of Bani, 642. The descendants of Babai, 623. The descendants of Azgad, 1,222. The descendants of Adonikam, 666. The descendants of Bigvai, 2,056. The descendants of Adin, 454. The descendants of Atur through the family of Hezekiah, 98. The descendants of Bizai, 323. The descendants of Jorah, 112. The descendants of Hashem, 223. The descendants of Gibar, 95. These are the people from the towns of Bethlehem, 123. Of Netophah, 56. Of Anathoth, 128. Of Asmaveth, 42. Of Kiriath-Jearim, Kephirah and Beeroth, 743. Of Ramah and Geba, 621. Of Michmash, 122. Of Bethel and Ai, 223. Of Nebo, 52. Of Magbish, 156. Of the other town of Elam, 1,254. Of Harim, 320. Of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725. Of Jericho, 345. Of Sinai, 3,630. These are the priests, the descendants of Jediah through the family of Jeshua, 973. The descendants of Immer, 1,052. The descendants of Pasher, 1,247. The descendants of Harim, 1,017. These are the Levites, the descendants of Jeshua and Kadmiel through the family of Hodaviah, 74. These are the singers, the descendants of Asaph, 128. These are the gatekeepers of the temple, the descendants of Shalom, Atur, Talmon, Akub, Hatita, and Shobai, 139. These are the temple servants, the descendants of Ziha, Hasufa, Tabioth, Keras, Sieha, Padon, Lebanah, Hagabah, Akub, Hagab, Shalmai, Hanan, Gadel, Gahar, Riah, Razin, Nakada, Gazam, Uzzah, Pasea, Basai, Asna, Munim, Nefusim, Bakbuk, Hakufa, Harhar, Basleth, Mahida, Harsha, Barkos, Sisera, Tima, Naziah, and Hetaphah. These are the descendants of the servants of Solomon, the descendants of Sotai, Hasaphereth, Peruda, Jela, Darkon, Gadel, Shephatiah, Hatil, Pokereth, Hazabane, and Ami. The temple servants and the descendants of the servants of Solomon numbered 392. Some people came to Jerusalem from the towns of Telmelah, Telharsha, Karub, Adon, and Emer, but they could not prove that their ancestors came from Israel. They were the descendants of Deliah, Tobiah, and Nekoda, 652. Also these priests, the descendants of Hobiah, Hakaz, and Barzillai, who had married a daughter of Barzillai from Gilead and was called by her family name. These people searched for their family records but could not find them, so they could not be priests because they were thought to be unclean. The governor ordered them not to eat any of the food offered to God until a priest had settled this matter by using the Urim and Thummim. The total number of those who returned was 42,360. This is not counting their 7,337 male and female servants and the 200 male and female singers they had with them. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. When they arrived at the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the leaders of families gave offerings to rebuild the temple of God on the same site as before. They gave as much as they could to their treasury to rebuild the temple, about 1,100 pounds of gold, about 6,000 pounds of silver, and 100 pieces of clothing for the priests. All the Israelites settled in their hometowns. The priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, and temple servants, along with some of the other people, settled in their own towns as well.
Chapter 2.
So then, as Christians, do you have any encouragement? Do you have any comfort from love? Do you have any spiritual relationships? Do you have any sympathy and compassion? Then fill me with joy by having the same attitude and the same love, living in harmony and keeping one purpose in mind. Don't act out of selfish ambition or be conceited. Instead, humbly think of others as being better than yourselves. Don't be concerned only about your own interests, but also be concerned about the interests of others. Have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Although he was in the form of God and equal with God, he did not take advantage of this equality. Instead, he emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant, by becoming like other humans, by having a human appearance. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, death on a cross. This is why God has given him an exceptional honor, the name honored above all other names, so that at the name of Jesus, everyone in heaven, on earth, and in the world below will kneel and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. My dear friends, you have always obeyed, not only when I was with you, but even more now that I'm absent. In the same way, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It is God who produces in you the desires and actions that please him. Do everything without complaining or arguing. Then you will be blameless and innocent. You will be God's children without any faults among people who are crooked and corrupt. You will shine like stars among them in the world as you hold firmly to the word of life. Then I can brag in the day of Christ that my effort was not wasted and that my work produced results. My life is being poured out as a part of the sacrifice and service I offer to God for your faith. Yet I'm filled with joy, and I share that joy with all of you. For this same reason, you also should be filled with joy and share that joy with me. I hope that the Lord Jesus will allow me to send Timothy to you soon so that I can receive some encouraging news about you. I don't have anyone else like Timothy. He takes a genuine interest in your welfare. Everyone else looks after his own interests, not after those of Jesus Christ. But you know what kind of person Timothy proved to be. Like a father and son, we worked hard together to spread the good news. I hope to send him as soon as I see how things are going to turn out for me. The Lord gives me confidence that I will come to visit you soon. I feel that I must send Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, back to you. You sent him as your personal representative to help me in my need. He has been longing to see all of you and is troubled because you heard that he was sick. Indeed, he was so sick that he almost died. But God had mercy not only on him, but also on me and kept me from having one sorrow on top of another. So I'm especially eager to send him to you. In this way, you will have the joy of seeing him again and I will feel relieved. Give him a joyful Christian welcome. Make sure you honor people like Epaphroditus highly. He risked his life and almost died for the work of Christ in order to make up for the help you couldn't give me.